everybody, and welcome. I am Joko.
This is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates, gossip, and more. And I think this week we have a good amount of stuff. We have a variety.
Yes, we do.
A little platter of different stuff going on. And if you haven't known this for a while, but basically, we are available on all streaming platforms. And Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
We post videos, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I need to post more. Haley's done her part. She kept her promise.
It took
her almost a year, but she did it.
I know. Why did it take me so long? It took me so quick to make the video.
We're so proud of you for not being lazy for whatever length of time that took to
make because this. I told myself if I wasn't going to make those videos, I can't see Ricky this year. So I did, so I can see him.
Oh, speaking of Ricky, might possibly see him very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Because we
sooner
have
sooner than expected.
We have some concert updates. North American concerts, I mm-hmm. believe. Or I should just say America. Because literally there's the Crazy Super concert, which we've talked about. Mm-hmm. Tickets did already come out. And we had a final lineup. I don't even know if we ever talked about that. KCON mm-hmm. also somehow released news already that it's going to be happening mm-hmm. a month earlier than mm-hmm. usual. So it's going to be the end of July instead
Which
of the
insane.
Usual August.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, July's going to be packed. We have fan sites going primal, psycho, crazy, unleashed.
Yeah.
We have fan sites going crazy during some of the other performances, in Korea, of course.
No.
Oh, was it here? Where was
that
it?
That was at the Golden Disc.
Was that at Jakarta then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But they were fan sites from Korea.
So, mm-hmm. well, nonetheless, still psycho crazy, of course, over the top. Yeah, they were out of hand. We have a new Weverse app coming, but not for Weverse. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about G-Dragon. The prince, the king might return.
The king of pop.
Yes, because the prince is now Jungkook.
Yes.
King of K-pop, mm-hmm. G-Dragon, might be preparing for a comeback. And we have BTS, Stray Kids, of course, to round everything out with Haley doing all that. But yes, Haley finally posted, and it was awesome to see Danielle and mm-hmm. Hani from mm-hmm. NewJeans for our most recent post. So check that out if you want to see what happened there. They're definitely fellow Aussies with mm-hmm. Haley. They proved themselves.
Yes.
Let's see. Let's start with some comebacks. So just recently, Kyuhyun. This is for all the Singles Infernos people out here. So if you didn't even realize or notice that one of the hosts, the guy that sits all the way to the right most of the time,
mm-hmm.
with the big ears, is Kyuhyun.
Yes, the Mungnae of Super Junior.
So there you go. Guess what? He's going to have his own comeback. He has an EP coming out mm-hmm. soon. And he sounds really good.
Yes,
so
he has very, very good vocals.
As jolly and as fangirly as he is when you watch him fangirl and get all embarrassed on Singles Inferno, this man can sing. So yeah, he actually has a comeback that already just really recently came out maybe a few days ago from this recording, January 9th.
Mm-hmm.
January 15th, it's almost here. NMIX, their second EP comeback album with that thing I still don't know how to say
you
properly.
You should probably look that up, how to...
Something, 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 colon, break.
Fear break?
Yeah, sure.
Feo.
Feo for fum. Also, aespa is going on the same day, is going to be releasing. This is all January 15. I don't know if I said that. I probably did.
Yes.
Aespa is going to be releasing, a remake of a song from mm-hmm. Sotaji and Boys.
Did you know that in that group, one of the guys is YG? That's YG's group.
Himself, right?
Yeah, when he was
so
young.
That's why it's interesting because mm-hmm. I was reading something about that, but I didn't catch mm-hmm. along fast enough. Mm-hmm. But isn't that weird? Because they're covering a YG song.
Yeah.
And they're under SM.
Well, at the time, wasn't YG.
I know everyone's friends, but all these young men end up growing up to be founders of their own mm-hmm. companies. So possibly what? Bang Chan's going to have his own company? Bang Chan.
With Three Racha.
Oh, Three Racha. That's right.
I'm pretty sure.
So there's a possible future there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so the song is called Regret of the Time. So that's pretty cool that they're doing a remake of that. It's not even a remix. It's a remake, just mm-hmm. how they did a remake of that one song, Dreams Come True.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it because they did obviously a super good job. I think even who helped produce it? Was it Taeyeon? I remember, like, there was, like, some behind-the-scenes thing for Dreams Come True, and I think Taeyeon was...
it was her, yeah.
Was, like, one of the main producers. So, yeah, there you go. The queen herself from K-pop. Let's see. January 16, Haley. Sistar.
Sistar. Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
You're going to have a single comeback. No More.
No More.
So that's pretty crazy. January 16. Haley, what generation are they from?
Gen 2.
They're Gen 2, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. January 19th, IVE will have their first English single, surprisingly enough. Even though, because I feel like they've had one, but they definitely haven't.
Mm-hmm.
It's called All Night featuring Saweetie.
Saweetie.
Who's a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know, fun fact, Haley.
No.
Her mother is half Filipino, half Chinese. So I got kind of similar background on my end.
I mean,
from my mom's side as well.
My mom is Filipino Chinese too.
Except my dad's not black. my cousin's dad is black, yeah. but my dad's mm-hmm. Filipino, super Filipino. So there you go. Yeah, that's I think the comebacks for now. Let's get started. We talked about two upcoming concerts mm-hmm. coming up. One is the Crazy Super concert. They had their first one, I think, in June or something last year, mid last year. It was in New York.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
It was August. Kind of a shit show from some of the stuff we read about, mm-hmm. like in terms of like, the VIP stuff. So hopefully they've learned their lessons. Just
yeah,
like,
it was really bad, actually, because the New York one, they were supposed to have a send-off event at the end of the concert.
They even were supposed to have a meet and greet.
Oh, they were? Did that happen?
I don't think it happened correctly.
Oh gosh.
So I mean,
it seemed like a mess. They were like false promises basically, because the only person that showed up to the meet and not even the meet and greet, the send off, was Eunbi.
Yeah.
And none of the other artists showed up because they didn't even know there was supposed to be a send off.
That is the worst part. So like, apparently they left through a different exit mm-hmm. because they didn't even know that yeah. they were going to have a send-off. But Yumi's send-off was literally her and her assistants holding her bag, like baggages.
Yeah, so she was leaving.
She was just literally just walking out and leaving.
And she just waved, and then that was it.
So
how pissed off would you be?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, hopefully they learned from this. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like if there's a camp somehow this year by miracle... if there's a
well,
camp
they had
here.
One in Mexico.
Yeah, that's why, but not in America, not in the U.S.
But then they were able to fix it after that incident.
Like it wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
like we didn't mm-hmm. hear because, but we don't know because I don't know. I mean, it looked cool, I guess.
I mean, well, I
didn't read any reviews or anything I didn't never followed up, but yeah, let's hope that this one doesn't turn too bad. But we do have because I don't even know like the first time that we talked about it.
There was only two groups.
There was two groups. Do you remember the two groups, Haley?
Yeah. The boys and Aespa.
So, guess who was added? They added one, two, three, four.
Four?
Four more.
Really?
Yeah. Because the boys, Aespa.
Oh, yeah, right.
They added ZB1. Haley can finally see. She's allowed to see Ricky.
Yes.
Since she finally posted. If we go. G-Idol. That's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Love. I was really surprised. That was really random, but...
It seems random.
But,
but it's
he's
not.
He's heavily involved mm-hmm. in the K-pop community
he
right now.
Is.
So
mm-hmm.
that makes sense. You want to sprinkle in some info on him?
So Love, actually, you guys who are ARMY probably know that he did a collab with BTS a while back. And then the song was really, really good. It's called Who, and then he's also done like a lot, like honestly his songs are really good. I've heard a lot of them without even knowing it was him.
Yeah, pretty much. I feel like
that happens a lot.
I listened to him even before like mm-hmm. K-pop ish.
Yeah.
So it's like interesting seeing like how big he is now in the world of K-pop.
So like some of the most popular ones that people really know is I Like Me Better.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I Like Me Better When I'm With You. And then also he did a song with Troye Sivan. This
of
is
course.
Another one that I didn't even know it was Troye. But it's a popular song. I'm so tired of love songs, tired of love songs. I mean, like, everyone knows those songs, but it's like, I didn't know these were the artists that were doing it. And then he also recently, I think it was like 4 months ago, I forgot the name of the song. I wrote it here. So he did a Korean version of his song, Love You Like That. Not the NMIX song. But he has a song called Love You Like That. And then he did a Korean version because he did a concert in Korea. And yeah, he was singing it there. And he's also on the soundtrack for, was it Elemental?
Oh, that's right, Elemental.
And it's been trending in Korea as well.
So there you go.
So he's very popular in Korea.
He has plenty of credibility to be part of this concert. Last but not least, I believe he might be the headliner because his name is now on the top of the list.
Oh, okay.
Big Bang.
That's true. I mean, like, Taeyong is second generation, and everybody freaking loves Taeyong.
Everyone's favorite fourth gen.
Well, actually, yeah,
soloist now.
Fourth gen.
He was a daddy, literally.
Yeah, that's actually crazy to me. Like, I was not expecting these idols to be on this lineup because I was like, I don't have to go to this. Like, this is silly. Like, I don't have to go.
Taeyong, Ricky. I guess Haley has to go now.
Not even ZB1. It's just Ricky.
But the crazy part is, I mean, like, we talked about it plenty of times. Like, Taeyong got super relevant doing all those dance challenges. And you can thank also Jimin.
Yes.
But he's, like, Jimin's, like, is it mentor?
Jimin or like looks Jimin? Like he idolized Taeyong.
Yeah. For
so many
years.
That's
how it is.
But that's, like, I do want to see Taeyong because Joko was even saying, like, when do you think, like, do you think he'll ever have a solo tour again?
No.
Not too sure about that. Maybe not.
Not a world tour. So you have, this is your only chance to see him. We haven't grabbed tickets yet, but there's plenty.
Yeah, let's talk about those tickets because the prices are ridiculous. And they also had a fake presale.
They had like this, they had one of those presales where everyone basically has the same code.
That doesn't make sense to me. I mean, like, it's nice, I guess.
The real pre-sales are the ones like we had for Blackpink, for ARMY,
where you have like a membership or you have to pay for it. But this one, literally, if you didn't get the email for the pre-sale,
you just look on Twitter or Google it up.
Yeah, it's the same word, the same code for everyone.
Basically, with a K. So, tickets are still around. We're just waiting. We're most likely going to grab it. Most likely, of course, the floor, right?
Yeah.
Just waiting to see if prices drop or if they pull like a camp. We'll see what happens.
Because the ticket is $524
with tax and fees.
Expensive for
that's the floor with VIP though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
the floor non VIP is like I think $445 or four something. Like, it's still a lot though.
That's expensive. I mean, maybe it's because like Taeyong and Love is performing that is like more expensive. But then it's just like thinking about how many concerts we might be seeing this year. Especially, I know Stray Kids is definitely going on tour. Like, I would rather save the money for that.
This is the same with me, because I literally just bought our Twice tickets.
Yeah. Twice was very unexpected, too.
It was very unexpected. And if you didn't know, if you're fairly new and haven't listened to our old podcast, Haley's in charge of the guy groups, ticket-wise. I'm in charge of the girl groups.
Yeah, the problem is that Joko likes to go to a lot of these girl groups, and I'm very, very selective with my guy groups because we can still go, but then I might not get Barricade all the time because the only one that I really want Barricade for is Stray Kids.
And I'm screwed because I want Barricade for Twice, Blackpink. Thank God Blackpink probably isn't going to be doing anything anytime soon because YG is YG, but Twice, you already got tickets. I am banking we were going to IVE.
Yeah,
that was unexpected too, but we just got Barricade with our friends because it was retail.
Yeah.
So thank the K-pop gods. But 100%, no matter what, I don't give a shit. The cost, Le Sserafim, and New Jeans.
I mean,
I this is Barricade, and I have to get Haley her ticket.
Well, obviously, like, hopefully my account has been like blessing us recently. Don't want to jinx it or anything, but.
Well, yeah. You probably just jinxed it. So there you go.
We've said it before.
So fingers crossed for the future of us and for everyone trying to get tickets for whatever groups you want to check out. But that's what it's looking so far for a crazy super concert. We'll eventually get tickets. It's on February 10th here at BMO.
It's like a month away.
So BMO Stadium, BMO here. Like, we're basically where Stray Kids and Twice and Blackpink have performed their like encore concerts and all that stuff. Well, Blackpink was actually
like a huge different stadium, venue. Though. Like, the floor is fucking huge. But at least the concert will have an extended stage.
Yeah, it's pretty big. But, like, of course, it's don't compare it to SoFi and Allegiant. Those things are, like, quadruple the size of anything. Also, KCON. Let's see. We brought it up really quickly. But KCON, yeah, has announced this early the dates. And it's crazy because it's going to be the end of July. It's going to be held on July 26th to 28th, which is, you know, usually it's in August, like mid to late August. So
I was telling, like, it's early. I've been going to KCON for, like, however many years it's been out. For 10 years, it's always been in August. And then all of a sudden, now it's July. It's really weird to me why it's, they changed it all of a sudden. That's pretty wild.
And plus, Anime Expo is, like, the beginning of that month, so our money is going to go bye-bye. So hopefully we are going to be working more and saving more. I think that's pretty much it for those. Well, obviously, we won't find out anything about the lineup.
No, that's not until like a few months before it actually happens.
I feel like they usually drop it like 2 months before. Yeah. So we probably won't get any news till like hopefully the end of May or like around even middle May.
But then they're already doing Hong Kong in March.
Oh, that's a new one too. Yeah. So they just announced, yeah. So
and they're adding KCON Hong Kong Europe too.
And Europe,
after
yeah.
LA. So
that's pretty, yeah. They're going to be, KCON is obviously doing well if they're going to be doing this. I swear, if somehow La Seraphim or New Jeans gets to go to Hong Kong or Europe, I guess, I have a feeling I might go Hong Kong because that's probably closer, and they don't come here, I'll be so sad unless they do their own showcase here. So fingers crossed that I don't get depressed.
I mean, like, they'll always go to Asia first anyway, regardless.
And let's see, I guess, oh, we do have a small note here. We've seen Enhypen at KCON, and we'll just bring them up really quick because what was really cool is they uploaded on their YouTube channel their dance challenges, but we've seen them, of course.
Right.
But it's the behind the scenes of it, so it's kind of cool to see it.
Love it. It's so funny.
Like, when they're actually talking and collaborating with, like, all the different artists. Mm-hmm. There was Ning Ning from aespa, obviously. Felix with Jake.
Yes.
So the Aussie experience.
Hyunjin with Nicki. Their
lookalikes. Of course, the dance machines. And Tablo, the man, with Two Cuts from Epic High. And you should start there because it was hilarious.
It's the first segment.
It was so bad.
It's really funny. Oh my god, they're so funny. And then there's also Unche and Jay.
Of course,
Jay was in his like period outfit that everyone keeps saying that it looks like a tampon. Remember the one that's white?
How can I forget the white and the red?
But before anyone brought that up, I was like, I really like those outfits. They're so cool. But
it's a great tampon commercial. Yeah. Or maybe pads if you're if you're more of a pad girl. Get it? Pad girl? Pad? Like bad girl?
Okay.
moving on. So that's the dance challenge behind the scenes. It's just really fun to watch, like, them, like, saying, like, should we record it again? And then, like, what? How many times did Jake and Felix do
I feel like Felix
theirs?
And Jake did it, like, friggin' 20 times,
so,
at least.
Yeah. That's what you'll be expecting. Aside from that, JYP has news about them launching their own, kind of like a Weverse app.
Yes, finally. Honestly,
which, to be honest,
damn,
yeah, what
took
the,
you fucking long enough?
It took you this long.
Because like before that, they had the JYP fans, but it was only accessible through your computer. And you had to like go through this whole sign up process every time like you try to log. It just wasn't really like convenient at all because you couldn't have it on your phone. Finally. It's releasing on January 13th.
The JYP Fans app.
I'm excited about it because
Stray Kids.
Well, yeah, Stray Kids. But then what had happened because recently, I mean, if you are a member or like a stay, you know that there's a bubble community and then like the actual bubble. So like the bubble community actually comes with your stay membership. And then that's gone now. So like they took it away recently and because that's somewhere where you can interact with the artist. So like you can do like forums and stuff and do posts and pictures. And sometimes the artist comes on and then they'll like and comment back to your posts. So
but that's awesome.
That's gone now. And then Hyunjin has been complaining about it on Bubble and was like, when is the community going to come back? I'm so bored. So like, I guess he's going to be very active on the new fans app.
Especially after that comment. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, because Weverse is so much fun because I still get notifications for like La Seraphim, Stacy, of course, NewJeans, whenever like they like stuff or like comment back, because like Le Sserafim and Stacy, they're pretty active too. So I'm sure Stray Kids, like a lot of Stay will be getting fed.
Yes.
I'm sure a lot of ones.
I'm excited for it.
I'm just curious to see. I wonder if like NMIX will get involved. So a lot of like answers will, like I know they're going to be there, but like
how active
will they be?
I feel like Lily would be active.
That's what I'm thinking too.
She seems very active on
I feel like it's going to be like Lily. We'll see a good amount of Haewon, probably some Kyujin. So that should be fun.
Especially if it's like a new app, they're all probably going to be on there.
They're going to jump on it. Plus they don't even have their own, even like their own personal Instagrams and all that stuff yet. Yeah. So I'm sure the social media itch is probably very strong.
Yeah, it's a good way that they can interact with fans. And it's not paid from what I know.
Not
I feel like this is free
yet,
content.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
But there will be, actually for Stray Kids, I know that there will be a paid membership.
And it's just like
part, like a tab for that. And it's like Weverse.
It's like Weverse,
yeah,
right.
They'll have like exclusive photos and videos only for the members,
right?
But
exactly,
people always upload that online anyway, so.
Yes, this is true as well. You'll end up mm-hmm. running into those if you're on Twitter or X or whatever, and even Instagram people mm-hmm. will post it on TikTok, Instagram. So but if you want to see it first, and in case you don't want to miss a beat,
yeah,
you know, that's
and then turn those notifications on. I turned all of mine off on Weverse because it was just too much.
Oh, it's a lot. I get a lot of, it's fun though.
I
it's like,
it
I
off.
See a lot of, like when Yunjin is just replying back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice because like, obviously she's an English speaker. So she replies back a lot of the English fans too. Because mm-hmm. that's the thing too, because I feel like they sometimes like
overlook
English
comments.
Right. They go straight to like Korean.
Unless you're like Bang Chan or Felix.
Yes, you said that so lightly.
Yes, I know. They heard it.
Let's see. I think we can move on. I guess you want to talk about Rise.
Yes.
Because we did talk about their comeback, mm-hmm. Love 119, but you have some stuff to say?
Yeah, so their music video and their, I think it's a single right now, Love 119 just came out. And I really, really like the song, actually. Their songs have been very, very catchy.
SM's doing a good mm-hmm. job with them.
And then, because I think we were talking about it, like, oh, what could 119 mean? And then you threw out there, like, oh, I think it's like their emergency number. Like 911 here. And it is. So in Korea, 119 is the emergency number for fire and ambulance.
So if you're mm-hmm. traveling in Korea and you ever get into an emergency, just think of Rise. Then you'll be hopefully saved. 119.
Yeah. And then you had seen this too, but actually that music video for Love 119, fans are just being stupid, but people were saying that they copied NewJeans' Ditto for the concept of the music video, which is basically them set in a school setting and doing like dances on top of the school building.
Inside the gymnasium, yeah. Like all the different, you know, the
but
usual
like,
spots
bro.
That you perform at. And if you're in a school setting,
I'm like, NewJeans did not invent that concept. Like that concept has been going on in like freaking second generation and they weren't even born. So like, I don't know what these people are talking about. I just don't like that kind of negativity. Like just, that's not their... NewJeans doesn't own that, but then people were getting so, like,
there's
mad
a lot
about
of,
it.
You know how it is. So many defensive stands out there. Those are the single stands most of the time,
they
right?
They are, yeah.
So they get,
it's like multi-stands don't get it. They're just like, freaking support everyone. Like, why are you bringing another group down?
So those the solo stands, I mean, what else can we do? Like, you just watch them be dumb. Just
nothing. I mean...
Nothing else we can
it's
do.
It's already gone and passed. Like, people are over it already. But I was like, why even bring it up in the first place? But yeah.
Always getting defensive mm-hmm. for their artists because, you know, you're doing them a favor.
Right.
You're defending their honor. Yeah, right. Like they care. They're dancing with
them. They're all dancing
they're
together.
Dancing together. Yeah. Jesus. Let's see. Lisa? Mm-hmm. Oh, what is this?
So did you know that Lisa is going to be having a cameo in the spin-off The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon?
Ooh.
Did you
I wonder
know?
What, as a what? She's a zombie or something?
I don't know. But then like...
We're talking to Lisa from Blackpink, right?
Yeah, this makes sense though because like I think a few months ago she was seen hanging out with Daryl.
Oh,
Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus?
The actor.
Technically he's Daryl, right?
Yeah. But then I was like, that's so strange, because they like, I was like, why are they together? But this kind of makes sense now if they're like working on something.
100% connects the dots, because there was zero dots to connect.
I was like, wow, okay.
To begin with.
Yeah. So that's just actually, like a little...
little side note from you.
Because I mean, we watched The Walking Dead. I didn't finish it, but I was like very invested into it in the beginning, and then I kind of just like trailed off.
We took a picture too when we went to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
San Diego Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. Like at The Walking Dead... like some random,
like it was a booth, but then booth. It was scary because like they had the zombies.
It's the one with Negan. Like you're gonna he's about to kill
whack
you,
whack your head off. Basically. So there, yeah.
Let's see. Oh, G Dragon. So we're here, finally here at G Dragon. I know some of you people also want to hear about the fangirl sites that are going crazy, but that'll be coming up right after this one. But G Dragon first. Haley, how did you feel seeing that G-Dragon is supposedly
working
on a comeback. Working on a comeback.
Get rid of the supposedly and then I'll believe it. But I'm not going to get my hopes up too high. I kind of trust him that he will be making a comeback this year and working on an album. But again, I'm not going to bank on it because anything can happen.
I wonder who he's going to be working under, since obviously he's not with YG anymore.
Well, remember we talked about it. I forgot the name of the company.
Oh, you're right.
Galaxy something Corporation. So he'll be working with them. And then he has actually, he said that he's beginning preparations for a global comeback.
Uh-oh.
And
yes,
here's the thing, because we have mentioned this many times, how cool it would be
to have a
concert at the Sphere in Vegas.
You should all know what we're talking about. It's that crazy thing you probably have seen on your Instagram reels, TikTok, of this giant circle, like circular globe.
Yeah.
That has this smiley face emoji that's always like on it 24/7. Or
and it changes at the same time. Eyeball.
It changes a lot, including the outside is the inside. The inside part we've seen... a lot of cool videos too. It looks so insane.
Yeah, I think U2 had the concert there.
Yeah, U2 had a concert, and they had like a lot of other things going on in there. And it's just like insane. It's like you're super immersed in whatever you are watching.
It looks friggin' cool. And we have always been like, oh man, that would be so cool if like one of the K-pop artists have a concert there. But then I looked at the venue. It's kind of small. But honestly, if G-Dragon, oh my
God. Lo and behold. Well, he has the power and the money.
He does.
To do
please.
This.
Oh my God, I'll be there, like front row.
So yeah, apparently he's been in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Checking this place out.
Like checking out the venue. And then because there has even been like actual ongoing discussions between G-Dragon and Madison Square Garden.
Damn.
Which is like the prominent U.S. sports and entertainment company concerning like the potential performance of the Sphere. So like he's actually, you know, serious about it if he's like talking.
He 100% is.
And then he also recently, because he was in Vegas checking out the Sphere, he attended the CES 2024 exhibition in Las Vegas on January 9th.
I thought you were going to say something else.
What?
Since he's in Vegas, he went, he was seen gambling.
Did he?
In the high roller
was
section.
He? Or maybe.
He was in the top elite strip clubs or something.
Oh my gosh, no. So he was at like this exhibition, and it shows off a lot of Korean corporation booths like Samsung, Galaxy, Hyundai, and I guess like because obviously fans were there not knowing he was going to be there, like, but then they knew him, so they were taking like videos and stuff of him, and they were super surprised to see him.
He looks good though.
He looks good.
He looks healthier too.
Yeah,
he looks like he's like a young CEO.
He does.
Like walking around.
A lot of people were saying that, like, I thought CEO. It was, like, a CEO of, like, Samsung Galaxy or something. But nope, it's just G-Dragon.
That's crazy. So, I mean, he's legit here in Vegas. Haley.
Damn.
What would happen if he did announce something and end of the year we have a G-Dragon World Tour at the Sphere?
I'm going.
Just you.
We are going.
Okay, that's all I want to hear.
I mean, G-Dragon. I guess Joko's first concert was actually G-Dragon.
My first K-pop concert.
In 2017.
At the Forum.
Yes.
That was a fun
solo tour.
That was a fun concert, even though I didn't really know much
about it. Yeah, he didn't know much about anything. And I was like, he knew, though, that like I love G-Dragon. I was like, we're going to this. I don't, like, even if you don't like it or not, we're going. But he enjoyed it.
Yes, and look at us now.
Look at us now having a K-pop podcast
together. If I looked at myself and talked to myself like back in like 2016, I'd be like, who are you?
Right.
And then, I mean, for the most part, it does seem like, I believe
it'll happen. Too. Like, he seems serious, like he's doing something. Please.
So we're going to see him at the Sphere. Oh my God. I cannot wait. Because Haley will be covering those tickets.
How ironic that we talk about it and then it had to be G-Dragon to be the first one.
Yes. Wow. I'll take it. Amazing. I'll take it. I'll even take NewJeans, please. Mm-hmm. Please. We will be there the whole weekend for NewJeans. Just like we're going to be there for twice, too.
We haven't been to Vegas for a while, actually.
And I have a lot of family. Like, literally half my family lives up in Vegas. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's another good excuse to see family, K-pop. Concert.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk about those crazy fan sites. So we've actually talked about fan sites before on our podcast and how like they are pretty wild. You could probably put them almost at like say Sasang levels kind of thing in terms of like
some of
how they act, like maturity wise.
Yeah, because like obviously all these groups have their own fan sites. And, like, they get to know the idols themselves because there's times where you can see the idol looking for their fan site.
They recognize them. Yeah. They know who's, like, their fan site, like, the videographers, photographers. Right. Mm-hmm. So, for the most part, a lot of these events, especially, like, even the concerts here, they don't allow it. Like, those, like, really hardcore... What are they called?
The DSLR cameras with
I don't know. I just know that the highest, expensive shit
like
is not allowed.
So, basically, the DSLR cameras with, like, the zoom lenses, those are not allowed. Like, even for the US, like, those are strictly, like,
That's a big no-no.
Like, you'll get kicked out.
Literally.
You're seen with one.
Literally at NMIX, the showcase, some person got caught. The security went up, grabbed the camera, and walked out with it. And the girl's like following, trying to chase after them. Yeah, that's how it is. They're super strict with it.
I wonder how it is in Korea because obviously, like, the idols know them. So, like, are they allowed to be going?
That's why. It's pretty crazy. So, that's probably why there's...
Someone please tell me how it works because I want to work as a fan site for Changbin.
So, here's a...
Changbin.
I'm going to... if you're going to do it that way, I'm going to have, like, 20 different applications.
No, you can only pick one.
Applications.
Pick one only.
One per group, right?
No, just one. Because these fan sites are, like, dedicated to, like, just one... Either, like, one person or one group, usually. Because it's a lot.
I wouldn't know.
To basically follow them around everywhere.
Like, off the top of my head, like, from my head, it might be... Oh, man, that's hard.
See, look at me. I can just be Changbin. That's it.
For me, I can't. Because it's like, I want Sana and I want Jennie. And then I know Jennie's going to do really well because she's going to have, like, her own solo career and life after K-pop kind of thing.
Yeah.
But be involved in K-pop. I don't know if Sana's going to go... that deep, like, further on. Not to mention, they're already, like, nearing, like, you know, like, the last couple years.
No, but I'm just talking about, like, if you had a chance to do it for one year.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll pick... I will pick Sana.
Okay, I see. There you go.
Because I was thinking, like, if I'm talking about a real investment, then I have to go, like, someone from NewJeans. Honey, because it would extend beyond...
I would love to do it just for, like, a year. Just to experience it. Oh, my God. It's like crazy. They just go around, follow their idol, take photos of them.
And then they know who you are. The idols recognize you.
As long as you're a good person.
Rewind back. It doesn't matter if you're a good person or not because your idols won't know anyways, right?
Well, I would.
They wouldn't know like the shit that you're doing behind the scenes and all that stuff.
I guess.
So regardless of that part. So like you said, like in Korea, they recognize them. Mm-hmm. In Korea, like maybe the events and all that stuff, they allow them.
Maybe.
They probably have like. You know, they're, like, allowed, like, one or two probably specific people per, like, a fan site for an idol. This is why, like, it's crazy because I'm sure in Jakarta, they probably, it's possible that it's different and it's probably similar to the U.S.
Yeah, I think so. They're not allowed.
They don't want, like, these cameras that are better or can, like, compete with the cameras that they're basically using, right? For photography, for videos, everything. Mm-hmm. So, of course, Yeah, they're gonna not allow that shit. And you're in a different country.
Right.
These fan sites, you're from Korea.
They travel from Korea.
You're traveling from another country. Like, I feel like it's already disrespectful. You're not listening to them. Yeah. It reminds me of like those Chinese fans from Blackpink that were trying to get in our way.
Yeah.
That's like, I'm sure that's how like people, Indonesians from Jakarta probably felt. Right.
Right.
Like, especially like them being like super like, you know, cause like the way that they operate, they don't care about anyone else except their idols getting the footage, and doesn't matter if you're in front of them, you're just
in the way.
Junk.
Yeah. You're like trash to them basically, and like they treat you like that, not a human being.
So what happened though? Let's talk about it really quick.
So in Jakarta, we all know that the Golden Disc Awards was held there.
Yes.
Recently, and I don't know if this was like before the actual concert or after. Maybe it was before, but these fan sites were caught having like the big DSLR cameras, and the staff was going to like escort them out.
Yes.
Because like even, I think it was like even like the regular attendees, they had seen them and like, you know, told. Because like these big freaking cameras are blocking your way too. Like, you don't want that.
Like, honestly, they don't care about the angles and stuff if it's blocking
you. Sometimes they lean on the people in front and like, put their elbows on to prop up their camera. Like, how fucking
disrespectful. Oh, hell no.
No, yeah. Have you seen those?
No, I have not.
There's been, like, videos
of
that. I
would elbow and uppercut the shit out of them.
Because there's been, like, videos where people, and then they were filming them and they posted it on TikTok. But literally, you can see the fan site is resting their, like, hands and camera on the person in front of them.
I could see myself around. I'd be like, get the fuck. I would punch the camera.
Yeah. But anyway, so, like, these. So let me be specific here. It was male fan sites for the girl idol groups.
Okay, right.
That were causing the problems this time in Jakarta because, and like, obviously, like, males are more like, they're scary because, like, aggressive, they're more aggressive. And, they're bigger. They're stronger compared to, like, some of these other ones. They're like tiny girls, like, fighting. But then these ones, it was scary because they were yelling at the staff that was, like, taking them out, like, hitting them and, like, pushing them. I'm like, that's so disrespectful. You're the one that's breaking the rules, but then you're treating these people like they did something wrong.
They're doing their damn job.
It was really bad. The rules. Like, watching the video was intense. Hard because I was like, damn, those people are so rude.
When I watched it too, I was like getting so riled up. Like, I wanted to just punch and like take them down.
These people were yelling in the staff's ear, and some of the staff were like ladies too.
It's so,
like, I mean, it
so
shouldn't
sad.
Matter, but then still, I was like, dude, that's, you're not even in your own country, and then like,
exactly. Oh, it's so disrespectful.
It sucks, but at least like they got taken away, and they weren't, I hope it was like before the concert, so they weren't able to like
get anything, right?
But like, it was specifically for the groups, I think NewJeans, IVE, I think I saw, but it was just like all for the girl groups,
of
basically.
Course.
Damn.
But damn, like, for reals, like, they, well deserved. I'm glad they kicked those assholes out, because that was really fucked up, to be honest. I felt so bad for the staff.
Yeah, it was really.
And then
hard
they didn't seem like
watch.
You know, like, they were like, I feel like if it was America or
they
like other,
they would have put them freaking down on the ground.
They would have pinned them, like, probably other countries too. But I feel like, you know, like
in Asia,
it's kind of like I guess that we take it more. They would take it more, I guess.
They're just very polite about it.
Yeah, it sucks. It's because it's like they're getting taken advantage of, like, because of how nice they
kind
of
like how it's in Japan. I feel like the security there and stuff, they're like, just so nice.
I know. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's why it like makes me like more annoyed.
Yeah.
But I mean, at least they got them out there. But please. Mm-hmm. Please report those people if you see them, because, they shouldn't be doing the shit that they're doing. And at the same time, you have no, like, you, like, they'll be disrespecting a lot of people, like, along
around
the way.
Around them. Like, because imagine if they stayed inside the concert. I bet they'll be blocking all those, like, regular fans that paid money to see this. And then, like, they don't care. They're going to tell you to, like, shut up and, like, not listen to you and just have their camera, like, blocking your whole view.
If you're one of those people and you're, like, I guess you don't want to, like, tattletale.
Mm.
And if they're in their way, push them. Fuck it. Shove them. get them out of your way and in someone else's way. If that's how you roll, like, you don't want to, like, you know, like report them.
Yeah.
But just don't let them take advantage of you. Just show them, like muscle them out, like, for real.
For me, I remember because when we went to the Blackpink concert, and then we were a barricade, but then these... It sucks for me, like, saying the race, but I know that's who they were. But anyway, there was these two girls, and they were trying to get in front of me because they were trying to, like, do a fan cam or something. And I was like, dude, you're already, like, barricade. Why are you trying to get in front of me? I fucking elbowed her.
Yeah, I know.
I'm, like, smaller than her, but I elbowed her because I was like, bitch, like.
I remember that. And then, like, they're still shoving me, too. I could feel them shoving you. And I literally legit elbowed the guy and the girl, like, next to me. Like,
I don't understand.
They were trying to push me, and, like, I think they, like, pushed themselves into my elbow, and I was like an immovable object.
But for me, because I'm smaller, but then I was like, I'm not gonna let her, because I was filming too, but then I was like, dude, you're already, like, in your, just stay in your space.
It's like, what's the difference? You're like, nothing. You're in the front too.
I don't
like,
know. It made
it's
no
just
sense
you in the barricade. Like, why are you trying? It really made no
but
sense.
But I was like, I'm like, not gonna be stepped all over, because, like, we paid for these seats. Don't get in front of me. So, like, don't be taken advantage if that ever happens to you at a concert.
You
rightfully paid for that.
You paid for that shit. Even if it's resale, if you paid for it, that's yours.
Yeah.
Don't let anyone take advantage.
Yeah, because that happens a lot. Because these fan sites do take people's seats, too.
And a lot of the times that, you know, like, I feel like for the most part, if you're from wherever you're watching it, like, we all understand. Mm-hmm. But then it's the people who, there's a lot of international travelers that come and watch the groups, because it's so hard to get tickets, like in Korea, in Japan, it's so hard for them to get tickets because some of the groups are like
raffle.
A freaking, yeah, like a lottery system.
Yeah.
So the only best time that they could get whatever, like, seats they want is
and
because of capitalism,
yeah,
is to fly down, because most of them are usually rich and obnoxious,
yeah,
like, for reals.
Yes.
And that's how they can get the seats that they like close to us.
Right. Because they can pick barricades.
And then they'll try to take advantage of you and get in your way. So don't let them. And I think after that, after
being
that
all
rant,
angry.
Woosa, relax. It's a break time. Woosa, relax.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the break time. This is kind of our halfway ish point. It's more like, I feel like this is like 2/3, if not almost like 3/4 already. Mm-hmm. So, if you're still tuning in, we very much appreciate it. Thank you so much. This is the Permission to Stand podcast. Give us a like, rating, subscribe. If you're still enjoying this and you're still here, it always helps wherever you're tuning in. We are available on all platforms. You can even actually get in touch with us and simp and just talk K-pop with us.
Mm-hmm.
Especially where, Haley?
On Instagram, mainly Instagram, at Permission to Stand podcast. But then check out our videos on TikTok. At Permission to Stand podcast also.
I feel like the videos on TikTok are always like
better quality,
like higher quality. But it's kind of weird because, like, I mean, there's those crazy 4K nice videos.
It's a hit or miss on Instagram.
On Instagram, yeah. It's very hit or miss
because, like, sometimes when you upload it the first time, it's like fucking blurry, and then you have to upload it again and it keeps its quality. I don't know.
It even happens on the official reels of some K-pop groups.
Oh, yeah.
When they upload it, I can tell, like, I'm like, oh, God, it's so horrible. And I'm sure they're wondering and thinking the same thing. Like
what
why the
hell?
Why does it look like it's, like, running on, like,
240p.
A freaking, like, a CRTV, like, from the freaking, like, 90s or 80s. But that's just how it is. So yeah, TikTok, please, check us out there. Give us a follow there. We actually have more followers on there because our videos are obviously, like, more crisp, more clean. And we have a lot of nice fan vid. If you scroll further back, we got a lot of fun fan camps and interactions, you know, with a lot of the groups that we love and enjoy. Mm-hmm. And let's see. I think, is that about time?
Yes. BTS. I don't have, like, a lot of news. There really hasn't been anything because obviously they're all in the military.
No,
but
yeah, that's true. This is true.
Jin will be back soon. And then, like,
I can't believe it. This man
in June
is going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, like, what exactly they're going to make him do. Like, a solo?
I think so.
Comeback?
I'm sure.
I mean, I know they will.
Because he's the only one that didn't have an actual, like, solo album. Well, like,
just,
he had a solo single, right?
Single.
But all the other members had, like, an actual album. So I'm pretty sure that's what he'll be doing.
I wonder if he'll do more. I think he will. Jin Eats.
Mm-hmm.
And I want more streaming of games. I just want Jin to make a Twitch.
I feel like Jin will do, like, a lot of Weverse lives when he's back.
Oh my god, I can't wait. I can't wait to. That's why you got to turn your notifications on sometimes for these artists.
Well, for BTS, I have their notifications, but.
Oh, still? Wow. Well, yeah.
They're the only group because I had everyone and it was just too much for me.
I do have BTS also. Mm-hmm. BTS for Weavers, Blackpink, Stacy, and of course, NewJeans and Le Sserafim. NewJeans, I don't think like the members themselves really interact on it as much because I think they really use phoning. You know that app specifically for NewJeans, which they've added subscriptions and all that stuff for now. Which I mean, they had to with the shit that happened with Minji. So
ruined it for everyone.
Ruined it for everyone for reals. But like those videos are really actually like good. Like they do it a lot. They interact a lot. So it's definitely worth it if you're doing phoning for NewJeans. Just throwing that out there.
So going back to BTS, oh my goodness, have you seen these photos?
I think I've seen two of them.
Okay. Well, I was like in shock because more so because he really looked like an anime.
He looks like character. An anime character. He looks He looks cool.
He looks really cool.
He looks super cool.
So, this was a cover shoot for Harper's Bazaar Korea. It's going to be for February. You can already pre-order it. I'm kind of thinking about getting that cover of him where he looks like a freaking anime villain. Cool.
You should do it. I
was like, dude, he looks cool.
You have a couple Jimin ones already.
I do.
Who else do we have? Is it just all Jimins?
Yep. Yeah.
You're just like, yeah. That was the saddest yeah I've heard in a while.
Jimin, and then I have Stray Kids.
Well, of course. I'm talking about like BTS wise because I think I only have that Blackpink one that our friend Zach got grabbed me. I have a couple Twice. I have like the Twice Japan one.
From Japan.
Yeah, that was really nice.
No,
too.
Yeah, I only got Jimin's one because, like, honestly, I don't really need it because
we have no space for these magazines.
That and like I don't know what to do with it. But then like I would just cut the cover off and then like maybe I should just print it
and
out.
Paste it on my face.
On the wall. But he looks really cool. If you guys haven't seen it, check it out because he looks amazing. There's also a photo of him where he's like wearing a jacket and he is topless underneath.
Oh yeah, I think I saw that one. But I remember seeing that one.
It's for Celine, which is an ambassador Celine. That's who he's doing the shoot for.
Of course, because he's an ambassador with Lisa. I remember him in like when they were doing and then PBG. So
right.
There you go. It all makes sense now, but. Yeah, he looks freaking awesome. Tay is still Tay.
Yeah, so
let's
like,
not forget.
In this photo shoot, the thing that stood out to me was his wig. So he had previously, I think it was on his Instagram story, he had posted himself wearing this blonde long wig.
That's right.
And people were like, what? Like they were confused. So the wig is actually, they dyed it blue. It's like a dark deep blue, and this is what he used for the photo shoot. That's what it was
for. Pretty
he was doing like a wig fitting basically.
That was cool. It's
so
shit.
Now we know what the wig was for, and it's because it's blue because it's the year of the blue dragon supposedly. I mean, I know it's year of the dragon, but I didn't know it was like an actual like blue dragon.
Is blue dragon isn't that like an anime or video game?
Is it? White Eyes Blue Dragon, that's the one that I can think of.
It's actually reverse.
Oh, Blue Eyes White Dragon, sorry.
Get it right.
I didn't watch Yu-Gi-Oh,
for all the
sorry.
Yu-Gi-Oh fans. It's obvious. It's blatantly obvious now. What are you going to say, like, Black Eyes Red Dragon?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, check it out. That's all the news that I have for BTS.
I mean, what can we do? They're literally in the military. We still haven't watched the Disney Plus stuff.
We haven't.
It's literally like, that's like the last thing, to be honest. Like, if we run out of stuff and we, like, there's just so much other things we want to watch right now.
Yeah.
That we currently are watching. Mm-hmm. And I'm even talking, like, anime-wise. We literally watched Yu Yu Hakusho, the live action.
Yeah, and we watched Pokemon.
That Pokemon Concierge. If you haven't checked out Pokemon Concierge, that was one of the cutest stop-motion films.
Oh, my God.
Or, like, miniseries I've ever seen.
I cried so much.
It was so cute. I wish it was more than four episodes, but at the same time, I get why it's four episodes.
Stop motion, it takes so long.
It's like those four episodes. Like, what, did that take like a fucking year?
5 years, maybe.
Like, so respect, but it was such a good series.
It's so cute. It honestly reminded me of Hawaii, but with Pokemon.
It really did. It was really good. It was really well done. And it gave us the itch. The itch to play Pokemon again.
See, it's like, do I even have time to do that? No.
But we didn't scratch.
Yeah.
Just
thinking
like,
about it still.
This is other anime I just checked out. This is now, like I said, we talk about anime sometimes. There's one that I just recently started and I actually caught up already. Shangri-La Frontier.
Mm.
That gave me the itch to play MMORPGs, which are like a genre of RPGs where it's MMO stands for Massively Multiplayer Online.
Mm-hmm.
So you play online with tons of, like, not even hundreds, like it's mostly thousands, if not millions of people, just like different servers, obviously, or the servers will explode if everyone's in the same server. But Shangri-La Frontier is kind of like that mixed with Sword Art because it's like a VR thing.
Yeah.
But you're on like an MMORPG, and that itch for playing an MMORPG made me look up Square Enix's website where I found out
Final Fantasy
14, which is their online MMORPG,
mm-hmm.
had a sale. Of all of the expansions, a complete edition.
So it looks like he's playing again.
So I got it. Comes with a month. I bought it for my, you know, because I just got that gaming laptop as a gift to myself.
Yes.
So I downloaded it. It's all there. The patches are updated. And I just need to play it.
Is it only PC? I thought you were playing on the PS5.
No, it's available for PS5, Xbox One. But you have to buy everything again if you're playing it on a different platform.
So you chose specifically to do it PC this time?
Yeah, because it was on sale, like half off, $30 for everything. Because I just need to buy the expansion if I ever play again on PS5.
Oh, I see.
But for the PC, it comes with everything.
Okay.
And it was half off.
Good thing you have that new laptop.
So there you go. I have it already. My month already started as soon as I like loaded the key and everything. So
you better start playing.
I should play. I have to upload this. Should I upload this? This podcast doesn't matter anymore, right?
Oi.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Podcast first.
Moving on to Stray Kids. So, I already mentioned this. Him complaining on Bubble, Hyunjin.
Hyunjin, of course.
Yes. So, speaking of Hyunjin, though.
Yes.
Dun, 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 he has an eyebrow piercing now. Wow.
A real one?
Ooh, it's real.
Out of all the members, I think it would make most sense that he has
Hyunjin.
One.
Hyunjin.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like he could pull it off like easily.
I think Felix could too.
Felix could pull off anything, but for some reason I feel like Hyunjin is perfect for this. Like his look.
Yes.
I would have loved if it was on Changbin. I mean, so funny.
Oh, don't put it on Changbin. I'll be in trouble. Don't put it on him. So Hyunjin had actually talked about getting an eye or like another piercing in general during a fan call. He said either a nose or an eyebrow piercing.
I'm glad he went for eyebrow.
It
looks cool.
I'm glad he went for eyebrow piercing. But he did it's like a different one because you know how eyebrow piercings are usually up and down?
Yes.
But this one he did horizontal, like underneath
his eyebrow.
Which I looked it up too. It's actually pretty common, but
you don't see it as often, as the other one.
But the thing is, like with eyebrow piercings, so we all know Jungkook had one before.
Ah, yes.
It's not there anymore because
that shit. If you don't use it, you lose it.
No,
for real.
Not even that.
Is that it?
No, because eyebrow piercings, it has like this high rate of rejecting, like it doesn't stay. Like sometimes it gets infected or like the skin itself like grows over it or like it grows so it pushes it out. It just doesn't have like high rate of like staying. So
compared to just like normal, even nose is fine
because
you've had a nose piercing forever.
Yeah, exactly. Nose is fine, but like yeah, the eyebrow piercing, it's very, very hard. Like you have to really, really take care of it. Otherwise, like, and I think that's what happened to Jungkook. So it was like, all of a sudden, it was gone. Like, he still has his lip piercing. Obviously, you can't have it in the military, but so it'll probably close up.
I think it might close up, too.
But, so.
Sorry, Haley's dad is like calling on her.
Yeah, and it's weird because they never call me. Give me 1 second. You can look through this.
Okay. If anything, this will be the first time I do it, but I'm going to pause it. Okay, we are back, and let's see, where do we leave off?
Hyunjin's eyebrow piercing.
Yes, eyebrow piercing.
Yeah, so let's see how long he keeps it for. I hope he keeps it for a while, because he looks really, really good with it. And stays were obviously super excited to see, because, like, people, he hasn't confirmed it, to be honest, but people have been, like, taking photos and zooming in, and, like, you can see the bar underneath the skin, so I'm pretty sure that's real and not stickers, because he has in the past had those like fake stickers for like some of the music videos and stuff.
Oh, but yeah, of course. I'm sure all of them.
This doesn't look like it, because he even went to the airport wearing it. So like, why would he wear that, you know, if it was fake? I mean, if it, yeah. So, Golden Disco Awards in Jakarta. So, like, I want to quickly, like, talk about Stray Kids and their performance there. We did watch all the performances, which they were all very...
Oh, man.
Like, fucking amazing.
They were great. I don't even know why we didn't talk about this. We didn't talk about it last episode or even the beginning. Like, this one, we didn't have any...
No, but guys, watch it, because all the performances are freaking amazing.
The camera work was great.
Yes, yeah, so great.
The stage was freaking awesome. Like, yes. For all of them, like, the stage itself, oh, man, they did a great job, like, even with the stage performances, mm-hmm. But the actual stage is really cool, like, even when Kazuha from, like, Le Sserafim, like,
oh,
did her,
my
like,
God, that was so cool.
That bow and arrow thing when shot with a fire, it's right. Just, it was
and
nonstop,
the
like,
stage, like, lit up and everything, too.
They utilized the stage so well, like, every performance and every group, yeah. It was, just watch all of them, it's awesome.
They're all on YouTube. It's all
even the opera singers.
Oh my God, they were so good.
Yes, there were like opera singers that were doing covers.
Yeah, they did Jungkook "Standing Next to You."
They did 17. 17 Stray Kids, Le Sserafim. It was pretty awesome.
Oh my God, it was so fun. But so Stray Kids in particular actually had a live after, and then they were praising, even on their bubble, they were praising GDA, wow. Golden Disco Awards, specifically throwing shade at some of the other music performances that they had, like award shows that they had been
at. What's the most recent one? With like where they
the
played
one
New
that
Jeans?
They like screwed everything up. I can't even remember. There's so many.
I know, that's just way too many.
SBS Day Guide or whatever.
Day Chicka-cha.
But yeah, so like they said, like, oh, the camera work was amazing. Then they thanked them for capturing their performance so well, like how they wanted it to be like perceived by everybody.
And like I said, it goes for every K-pop group performance, mm-hmm. Or every performance in general. Because damn, the camera work was so good. And mm-hmm. All the performances were just like delightful.
Yes.
That's all I want to say.
So for Stray Kids' performance, they had Felix come out first, and he was maestro at the beginning of the performance. It was really cool. And then they did Megaverse, S-Class, and Hall of Fame. They like switched it around because they didn't even do La 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 La, but the opera singers did it instead.
At least someone did it.
They actually won K-pop Global Artists at the GDAs, which they were excited about. Stray Kids also becomes the second biggest selling artist in the U.S. in 2023 after
Ooh.
Taylor Swift.
Ooh,
what the heck?
That's huge.
That
Holy
is
shit.
Huge. That scares me a lot, because that means they're...
This world tour, you're screwed.
It's going to be... I'm going to war again, even more so than last time, I think.
Here comes SoFi shit.
Motherfuck.
I guess you're going Oakland with me?
I'm going anywhere where it's a small venue.
For reals, at
like,
this point.
I'll even go Seattle again. I really like that venue a lot.
Any venue, to be honest. Like, when I went to watch Twice at Oakland, that was great. Mm-hmm. Like, anything is small, yeah.
So, also, a new Racha log was released, and it was strictly for the babies that were born in 2000. So, because it's Year of the Dragon. So, it was Hyunjin, Han, Felix, and Sungmin. They also released the last two kids show of this season for, I think this was like following on from the 2023, because they did announce in their Step Out 2024, there will be another two kids show, but this season is finished and it ended with Minsong, of course. So Lino and Han, they did their live version of Want So Bad, which is basically a freaking song about them as a couple. I really believe it is their song. Like, they're not talking about a girl or anything. They're talking about each other, what it seems like.
Very, very sus.
Very sus. I love them, though. I ship them. And there was one last thing. This is a very funny fan call with Hyunjin.
That was fucking hilarious. If you haven't seen, really you posted cute. This, right? You could probably repost
yeah,
it
I
on
post it.
Repost it on the IG.
So Astay did that. Who's that Pokemon? And where they?
It's like that.
They have
silhouette
shadow. And you have to guess what Pokemon it is. I love doing that as a kid.
The silhouette for this one was clearly a Pikachu silhouette.
Clearly. So Hyunjin was like, Pikachu! And then they were like...
Then when they revealed
it? It was Hyunjin's dog, Kami, but in the shape of a Pikachu. And his face was like, what the heck? But he seemed very, like, amused by it. And I've been seeing, like, a lot of fan calls recently with them where people have been doing magic tricks for them.
That's cool.
And I think it was even for 17 as well.
See, that's fun.
It's so fun. It's like, they're so fun. Invested in it. They were, like, super excited to see the magic tricks.
I just want you to win a fan call with them so you could talk to Bang Chan and even Lino and Felix and then...
About anime.
Exactly.
Right. But then more specifically, I want to talk to Bang Chan and Felix because I'm from their hometown.
You guys will be talking about Vegemite again and shrimp on the Barbie.
I just want to win once in my life. Just guys, do you want to do a group order and like help me win? Honestly,
I would be surprised to see you host a group order. I feel like it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but then I'll help. You're going to help me ship stuff.
Oh,
right?
Shit. I guess.
That's the only, I mean, I'm probably not going to do that because I'm too, it makes me too, like, it's too much hard work, honestly. Like, props to the people that do it, but maybe if I can just buy one album and be lucky like Joko and win a fan call.
I used up all my luck. It's worth it.
For the rest of your lifetime. This
no, that was 2023 luck. It resets every year.
Oh, okay.
So my new jeans 2023 luck was like, I used it all. It's on our wall.
Good thing they didn't even
phones.
Come last year then, because you might not have good luck.
I'm saving it all for this year. I'm ready.
Yes. So with that, I am done.
You're done?
Yes.
All right. So thank you very much to everyone who's tuning in and giving us those ratings. We really appreciate it. Like we've been getting a lot of like ratings and reviews lately. So I hope
leave us 5 stars.
Michelin, of course.
Felix will be very happy if you leave us a 5-star Michelin star.
And I'm glad we've been getting a lot of positive feedback as well from all of you about Haley's updated artwork.
Yes,
I really enjoy
you.
It a lot too as well. It looks fantastic.
I'm usually not very like confident about my art and stuff, but I really like this one.
Oh,
the colors that I
please,
picked.
Please, Haley. You're confident about this one. You're like, oh man, this one's good. like,
I don't usually
like,
say
damn,
that.
This is good.
I don't.
But I'm glad you like it because it obviously was a good job.
The
I feel like I helped,
cute.
Right? I helped.
You did help me.
I helped a good
input.
Amount.
He told me to put the Binky Bong and Not Chim Bong and to change the colors,
and
like I
the
did
specific
exactly
colors
that.
And stuff. And also, I hope everyone's enjoying the small little tweak I did to the intro.
Mm-hmm. People getting scared of.
People getting scared from the that. Thank you, everyone. 2024 is going to be a fun year. More K-pop talk, more K-pop gossip and chatting and just having fun. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. As always, check us out. We're Haley.
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
We're available on all streaming platforms for all different podcasts. For the most part, we're pretty much everywhere. And I guess till the next episode, everyone, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.